Almost all of the 56 U.S. flagged Great Lakes freighters will get some work between mid-January and the end of March when the new shipping season starts. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says that could mean anything from basic dockside maintenance to pulling the big boats out of the water onto dry dock. Nekvasil says operators will invest $75 million this winter.
We're going to be keeping a lot of shipyard workers employed, and obviously then the companies and the workers who supply shipyards, they're going to keep busy this winter too. We only have a short period of time to get the fleet ready for next year, so this winter maintenance period is very, very important to us and our customers.
International Boilermakers Union representative Leonard Gunderson is based at Bay Shipbuilding in Sturgeon Bay. He says 80% of their work is during winter layup.
It's extremely important. Yeah, I mean, anything that brings work in, whether it be commercial work or Coast Guard work, for most of our shipyards, that's the bread and butter. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of new construction going on right now.
Do you think that will happen eventually, the new construction?
I believe we're turning a corner right now.
This winter, 600 boilermakers, welders, electricians, and other skilled workers will be employed at Sturgeon Bay, and another 200 at Fraser Shipyards in Superior, working on some two dozen Lakers and others at nearby docks. Marinette Marine employs 750 people, but since their work is for the Navy and Coast Guard, they stay employed year-round. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.